dictating from the Mount Pleasant Dialysis Unit, fax number 989-779-8894. The patient is James Campbell, C-A-M-P-V-E-L-L, date of birth March 4th, 1941. History: Mr. Campbell is a 71-year-old male patient with end-stage renal failure, secondary to uncontrolled type 2 diabetes. He has done fairly well on dialysis for the last 2 years. He did develop rectal bleeding and anemia within the last 2 months, and was had a colonoscopy and an EGD, and the source of bleeding was not readily apparent. But within the last 2 months, the hemoglobin has stabilized and is staying in the range of 10. He does well during dialysis, does not develop significant hypotension due to using midodrine during treatment, does not develop severe leg cramps. Past medical history is significant for congestive heart failure, chorioamnionitis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, anemia of chronic disease, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, depression, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Also, IgG, gammopathy, and plasmacytoma. It's plasmacytoma involving left eye. Surgical history is positive for a coronary artery bypass graft with mechanical valve placement in 2007. This resulted in respiratory failure with mechanical intubation, and this resulted in acute renal failure, which did resolve for several years. Ultimately, the kidneys failed approximately 2 years ago, and he was started on hemodialysis in the Mount Pleasant outpatient unit. Social history: the patient is married and lives with his wife. He does not use tobacco, alcohol, or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes. Review of systems: he is mildly hard of hearing. Respiratory: he's got chronic dyspnea on exertion, but not at rest. Cardiovascular: no current chest pain, no orthopnea. GI, as stated in previous history. GU, the patient does not urinate at all. No history of kidney stones, urinary tract infections, or hematuria. Endocrine, positive for diabetes and hypothyroidism. Objective: general, the patient is alert and oriented, very pleasant, cheerful, and cooperative. Vital signs: temp 98.6, pulse 92, blood pressure 140 over 79, dry weight is 64.5 kilograms. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat are within normal limits. Neck is supple, no cervical or supraclavicular lymphadenopathy, positive jugular venous distension at 45 degrees, no bruise. Lungs are clear with prolonged expiratory phase throughout with bilateral equal excursion. Heart, S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or rubs. Abdomen is obese, and no organomegaly or ascites, non-tender. Extremities, no edema, no cyanosis, no skin lesions. Pulses are 2+ in the radial, pulses in the radial arteries, and 1+ pretibial pulses. Diagnostic studies done January 21st, 2013, albumin 4.1, calcium 8.9, creatinine 5.63, CO2 24, hemoglobin 10.1, potassium 5.0, phosphorus 4.2, intact parathyroid hormone 354, SGOT 14, urea reduction rate 74%, KT/B 1.62. Assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis. The patient will continue to run 3 days a week in the Mount Pleasant unit for 3 hours, 45 minutes, and he will receive Epogen, 14,300 units with each treatment on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He will receive Hectorol, 4 micrograms IV during treatment 3 times per week, and Venofer, 50 milligrams IV once per week on Mondays. All of his routine medications will also be continued. Congestive heart failure and COPD, both stable.